Well, you're my little love munchkin, too. Oh, hold on, Thelma Lou. Hello? Oh, hi. You must be Larry Nelson. Andy put me in charge of security and told me, here's your bullet, Barney. You might need it if any of Larry's group of weirdos shows up. You know, those tailgate party people, the former presidents, or that former Channel 4 sports guy. What was his name anyway? Like I always say, if you want to keep those people up, you've got to nip it in the bud. Just nip it, nip it, nip it. Oh, sounds like they all got past me. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody, stand behind the ropes. Just stand behind the ropes. Don't make me use my karate on you. I'll give you a pow, 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 pow. On the count of three, I'm going to open that door and see what kind of trouble's going on around here. One, two, three. Hey, everybody, stop it. Stop it. Nip it!
Nip it! Nip it! Nip it! Hi, Mr. Nelson. This is Bobby. I'm 4.5 years old. Not exactly sure how that works. Probably I'm 32, but I block that out. I'm much more spiritual than I used to be, and so I'm always thinking about things on a higher plane. Age has no relevance for me. My chakras are aligned, and I'm taking spiritual workshops, and I'm focusing completely on the inner world, that inner self. Oh, look, there's a dog. Dogs rule. Anyway, I hope that that you're feeling okay, and I'm thinking of you, and peace, love, get out of here, you big hoser.
This is Pat O'Day, former manager of KJR 95 in Seattle. One of the greatest highlights of my association with Larry Nelson was with regard to a little band that came into his office when he was working with Jerry Denon back in the days. They had this demo tape that they played for him with this insipid bass line. They were called the Walkers. Larry told them that they should find other employment. Then, of course, the song was Walk, Don't Run, and the band was The Ventures. Thank you. The first time I encountered Larry Nelson, of course, was at the buoy line at the fabulous hydroplane races each year on Lake Washington. And here would come Larry, rocking from sponson to sponson, coming into the south turn. It's the circus. It's Larry Nelson. It's the paying pack. And, of course, the KYYXKXA going out of business sale. We're literally giving them away, folks. Oh, and here's a lovely little photograph of young Larry Nelson standing out by the high school, looking at all the cheerleaders and all that exposed flesh. Here he still has his curling iron. I remember when I was just a sprout growing up in Tacoma, Washington. My father, of course, well, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about the inimitable host of the Country KO Morning Show, Mr. Larry Nelscog. Larry, my dear friend, warmest personal regards to you and your family. On this, the anniversary of, what is it? For the anniversary of the invention of press-on nails, which reminds me of Nelscog every time. Ladies and gentlemen, an absolute Seattle radio first, Larry Nelson, my longtime friend and companion. You know, I'll never forget the first time I encountered Larry. He called me up at the radio station and said, Pat, I've got the only airplane going up in the sky every day. And I thought, since you guys are monitoring our two-way discussions in order to make your traffic reports, you might like to kick in a couple thousand every month just to maintain the airplane and the pilot for the reports. And, of course, I told Larry to go fuck himself. Well, weren't we surprised that just a few days afterward, when in the two-way conversation between Teddy Garlatz and Larry Nelson, Teddy goes into this diatribe about a tanker filled with fish oil that spills all over the I-90 floating bridge, causing thousands and thousands of people to be late for work. First King went on the air, bulletin, 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 bulletin. 30,000 gallons of fish oil have been spilled on the I-90 floating bridge. KOL busts in with Gary West.
This morning on KOL, constant information news.
Of course, KJR's Frank Thompson went into some Robert W. Service poem. Cairo breaks in with all kinds of fancy information on fish oil and why it's corrosive to American tires, while KOMO said nothing. Only to find out later that there was no tanker, there was no spill, and the whole thing was a hoax perpetrated by Nelson and Garlatz. Well, it got funny when we found out that KOL and KOMO had the same lawyers. Oh, Larry, you sly dog, you got us that time and gave us one of the greatest moments in the history of Seattle radio. Thank you.
This is the greatest of all time, heavyweight champion of the world. I whoop the bear, Sonny Liston, split the acorn on the shavers, and I mauled the gorilla in the Thriller in Manila. Now I want to thank my manager, Angelo Dundee, Bundini Brown, Herman Muhammad, all the great Fight fans of Louisville, Kentucky, including Larry Nelson, who saw me knock out Boone Boone Kirkman at the Lucky Eagle Casino. Larry, you're still the greatest of all time.
We're glad it was you. So glad it was you. From Gina and Stan, Tim, Billy, and Bob, and yours truly too. Thanks, Lark, for sharing your grin, for inviting us in. Into your life, sunshine or strife, happy or blue. Then on with the show. With Captain Radio, all over the air, good morning, it's Lair, go Huskies, go. Lord, hear every prayer each one of us send, for this husband, daddy, and friend. Make everything new, like only you do, like only you can.
But right now it's time to check in with our weather buddy, Ranger Ray Ramsey. And Ray, as you sit down here at the breakfast table, I have a special treat for you as we open the studio door and bring in for you this morning on Valentine's Day, Ray, here is your very own Raquel Boom Boom Poughkeepsie. Raquel, as you can see, Ray is wearing an outfit made completely out of balloons.
Hey, Ray.
Oh, no, Ray, stop.
Raymond, stop it.
Like glue, like morning teams do, through thick and through thin. Now don't you dare touch that dial or doubt. He'll be right back after this commercial timeout.
Hey, Lair, Millie here. I heard you're under the weather and wanted to give you a little, heads up, little, hey, I'm thinking of you kind of thing. I'm now working over at the Copper Penny there. It's way out Aurora. It's so far out Aurora, it's Canada, pretty much. I was thinking to myself, hey, what can I do for Lair? So I made you a little casserole. It's basically a mac and cheese, but we've added a lot of stuff to it. We beef it up with some suet and some neck bones, you know, for enrichment. And then you put in the box of macaroni and cheese that. And the little flicks there, those are Flintstone vitamins, just to kind of perk you up there. I thought you could eat that in front of the tube and or any place else, really. But, of course, the tube is my favorite place to eat. I've got the little TV trays, the cutest darn things. They have little pictures of J.P. Patches on them. Got them for my grandkids years ago. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I just wanted you to know that I'm thinking of you. I'm sending over a casserole. You don't have to get the Tupperware back. And you take care of yourself. Big kiss there, dear.
Well, Larry, hello, it's me, Mr. Former President, and I just want...
Hold on, Nancy boy. I'm Mr. Former President.
Dick, you left your hanger in your suit again.
I wondered why my shoulders felt so stiff.
Anyway, Larry, we just wanted to say hi. Hang in there. You know, when we heard the news, it was,
It was a black day for blue suits.
Yes. You know, we aren't going to stick around forever. All we can do is hope to live as long as Brian Johnson.
Is he still around?
Yes. Every time he comes on the news, Laura thinks it's time for the 7:45 morning report, walks down the hall and shaves.
Well, some habits are hard to break. Anyway, Laura, we just wanted you to know that we're thinking about you.
About who?
Never mind.
This is the mayor for all the people. Norm Rice. Long before I built a partnership with government and the citizens of Seattle, I worked at the videotape library at Como TV, and I still have film of Larry Nelson doing dastardly things in the radio control room. I'll sell them to you for $10. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Larry. It's Catherine. Oh, my goodness, it's good to be talking to you again. Well, it's good to be talking at all, because, as you know, I'm dead. And, of course, I've been spending a lot of time in the ether. And I heard that you needed some boosting right about now, and I thought I would pass on a few words of advice. Well, the advice is, Well, actually, I've forgotten the advice. It's not important. I was on this plane for, well, over 90 years, and then I just let go, and I moved on to the other sorts of things. I've been hanging with Elvis. I've been hanging with Richard Nixon. A lot more fun at parties than you would think. I mean, I never thought I'd be hanging out with him. You know, he's a fun guy. And I just wanted to say to you, always, no. I just would never, no, what was it? It was some sort of adage, perhaps an Ogden Nash that comes to mind. No, maybe it was something Spence said to me on the toilet. I can't remember exactly, but it was something about bucking up, holding on to the good times, something trite like that. But love you, Lair.
Oh, Larry Nelson, former Como Television Channel 4 sports anchor Bruce King from Paulsbo RV. Don't forget, Larry, America's best prices are at Paulsbo RV, especially fifth-wheelers by Itasca. Oh, Larry, what happened to your Huskies? Where's Jimmy Lambright and the dog father? That's all I need. Good luck, buddy.
Hey, Lair, it's us, Johnny Flamingo.
And Joni Flamingo.
And together, we were
the fabulous Flamingos.
We're not really doing that anymore.
No, we're not as
not
fabulous.
Not since the contract you failed to sign. But that really was a good thing for us because we were able to move on.
Neither here nor there. Motel management has really been the way for us.
Exactly. It's been good. It's been good. We're learning how to boil cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy it several different ways.
Oh, many ways. Yeah. We love that. And, you know, sweeping has become important to me. I keep the halls clean for our...
And the people.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love the people who come in.
The hookers, the transients, they're all just great gals.
And it's not like they're that transient. They seem to
no.
come back over.
And over and over again.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking, Joni, weren't you how Larry invited us over to his home that time?
Oh.
We got that lovely thing in the mail.
Yeah.
He said, what did he say? Just wanted to thank you for the years. Remember that?
I remember that.
We went out to his home.
We were barbecuing.
He brought a few close friends in. We got to... Was that Larry? Am I thinking of the wrong...
You know, come to think of it, it wasn't Larry.
That didn't happen, did he? He barely said
anything.
He never really
he
did.
Just
it was mostly just...
No, he just left, even that. Yeah, Johnny and Joni have left the building is pretty much what it was. I'm sure he appreciated us in his own quiet...
Uh-huh.
Closed off kind of way.
Kind of
unapproachable,
way.
I'd say. Uh-huh. But no, we're not at all bitter.
Because of the opportunities that...
Oh, to move on, to be has-beens. I think it's strengthened us.
So, you know, I don't think we mean a bit of what we're saying.
No, no, certainly we don't. But
yes, I think we mean it.
No, right. Well, no, it's
really isn't
not. No, anyway, it's about you. It's about you
it's
now.
It's always been about Larry.
It is about Larry.
Not about Johnny and Joni Flamingo, people who loaded the truck, you know, in the rain. Well, you did primarily, but I'm saying there was a lot of effort going into making all those locations, all of those restaurants, getting the gear set up, all of our own expenses. It was just fun. It was the journey for you and me.
It was. It was. And we didn't need money. We didn't need it. We still don't.
We could have used a few bucks.
It would have helped with, of course, the dental surgeries.
Anything would have helped.
Yeah, but again, we just want to focus on you.
You, Larry. Okay. And we want to say, and I mean this in all sincerity.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
What
did we want to
say? I don't know.
I don't know. Should we sing
something? Huh?
Should we sing something? Let's sing.
I don't see why we should.
I guess we shouldn't. No, I mean, why start now? Yeah. Okay. Well, hey.
You are a stitch, Joni.
Hey, big guy. Why don't you just know that we're thinking of you mostly in fond ways.
Since the chances of us being invited over are, well, nil.
Slim to none. Yes, certainly.
we'll just say
ta-ta for now.
And that's the latest. I'm Tom Brokenjaw. And Larry, it's this reporter's opinion that you are one class act. You've got a lot of people that love you, or that have loved you, or that loved you, married you, and then, well, it just didn't work out. But I digress. From all the people you've heard from today, from the thousands of listeners, your coworkers, friends, we're talking everybody, thanks for letting us be a part of your life. That's our report. I'm Tom Brokenjaw. We'll see you around.